the peace of God. Amen. So if you need peace tonight, Jesus is here. And all you have to do is ask him to come into your heart. And he's coming in. Amen. All right. This is one of my favorite songs to sing. And the Bible tells us that after pride comes the fall. Right? It's like, you know, I figure, why do we have to fall? We should just stay low. Think about it. Doesn't it make sense? Turn to your neighbor and give him the best advice. Just say, stay low. Walk in humility. And the Lord will lift you up. Amen? Just stay low. Say it one more time. Tell him with an attitude. Say, stay low. All right, here we go. Lowly. Ah, put those hands together. Oh, yeah. How many know nothing is worth forfeiting what God has for you? Amen? Let it go. Whatever it is, let it go.
Man, what's in your hand? What is it you're holding? Man, what's in your hand? What is it you're holding?
Yeah. realize how great God is. And we realize that all of his promises are true. Then you understand that I don't care what it is. It doesn't even compare to the riches and the promises that God has for us. So tonight, I want you to draw the line in the sand and say, you know what, devil, enough is enough. My eyes are open now. Serve God and man. And that means you can't serve God and yourself. You got to give up everything so you can gain everything he's paid for. How many want everything he's paid for? I want everything. So one more time. Here we go. I'm gonna let it go.
I'm gonna let it go.
Come on. Come on, Cornerstone. You have to convince me. I'm not convinced that you're ready to let it go. Come on. Come on. One more time. One more time. Here we go. gonna humble myself. I'm gonna get real low. So God can be lifted up. Said I'm gonna get real. God is good. God is good. He's so worthy to be praised. Amen? But you realize nothing's worth standing between you and all that God has for you. You might say, well, Cece, you don't understand. You don't understand what they did.